They're the summer holiday staple, but they're coming a bit late to the table this Christmas. Cherry producers across many parts of the country are hoping this is the week that really puts their season back on track. Cool and wet weather through November and early December saw the season delayed. Colin Pickering is the owner of Blackwood Orchard in central Victoria, and he joins us now. Colin, what's the latest? How delayed are things?
I reckon they're at least 2 weeks behind. We've just picked our second variety. They should have been gone 2 weeks ago. Probably between two and 3 weeks behind, and yesterday didn't help.
There's more rain yesterday?
Yeah, we got 26 and a half mils yesterday.
So what does the delay cost you?
I don't know. It depends whether people keep buying cherries after Christmas. There's a lot of pressure to people want cherries before Christmas. The market tends to drop off a bit after Christmas. It's not as easy to sell them after Christmas. But I don't know. We don't know how much it's cost us yet. But yesterday was what would have cost because of the splitting and cherries that nearly ripe.
Do the cherries taste differently if they've taken longer to ripen?
Funny you say that. We've got a variety here that's usually quite sweet and softish flesh, but they've been firm. The flesh has been firm and a little bit tart. And even though the colour's right and the bricks is right, they're just different this year than they were last year, or have been recently. So it may be the long ripening process may be affecting them.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking with Colin Pickering from Blackwood Orchard in central Victoria, hoping the cherry season gets back on track this week ahead of Christmas, a time, a traditionally boom time for cherry buying. What do you think, Colin? Is this week going to, are things going to work?
I really, really hope so. I'm standing here amongst the trees, checking the damage from yesterday, and it looks as though the trees obviously were very dry and they've absorbed most of the moisture because there doesn't seem to be any cracking. We're worried that they'd crack, but if anything, it's probably spurred them on to greater effort. They've actually started to colour, which is good. We'll be able to get a bit of a pick. So our season may come back on track. The rain's been more good than bad, so.
And so the colouring must happen pretty quickly then, really just a couple of days?
It can happen overnight. We might see colour pick some cherries one day and then you go back the next day and think, why did I leave them? Because they've coloured overnight. So it can happen quite quick, especially when you're not watching.
Briefly, Colin, there's been some criticism of the new Bureau of Meteorology website. Have you been getting the information you need in these challenging conditions?
No, we don't use the Australian Bureau as such, although the information that we get probably comes from the BOM, but I tend to watch Weather Watch. It's on a YouTube channel.
We hope that it brings you good news in the coming days. That's Colin Pickering, owner and farmer at Blackwood Orchard. Thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thank you.